This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. It's been almost 10 years since I read it. Was it a cryptic message from above? Did the New York City transit system leave it? Or was it an intriguing ad, perhaps an experimental one coming from Madison Avenue? My wife pointed to the words, "As we, visitors in the city, walked through the block-long passageway known as the Path." That's between the Times Square and the Port Authority bus terminations in the New York City subway system. My head was down, and I hadn't noticed. The words she pointed to were written on the beams attached to the ceiling, spaced about 50 feet apart, a distance forcing me to wait until I walked to the next beam to continue reading the poem. Here are the words. "Overslept. So tired. If late, get fired. Why bother? Why the pain? Just go home. Do it again." The words written by Norman B. Cope were inspired by the old Burma shave ads of the 1950s, which used the delayed response of a jingle as an advertising gimmick. The Metropolitan Transit Authority commissioned the work in 1997. It was supposed to be displayed for 1 year, but the words there in plain black and white, blending with the dignity drab subway walls, have remained for us to ponder. The work entitled "The Commuter's Lament or a Close Shave" was intended to capture the experience of everyday working people. We left the subway climbing the steps to 42nd Street, but the commuter's lament stayed with me. At first, the words had struck me as satirical, the creation of a dry wit, but the more I puzzled over them, the more haunting they became. How many thousands read those words day after day, burdensome day after burdensome day? I wondered if they prompted a smile, a sigh, or maybe both. The daily grind's relentless routine wears us down, ever so gradually, but oh, so certainly, staggering our once certain steps, dropping us finally to our knees and ultimately to our grave. The awful awareness of life's meaninglessness, the human condition's hopelessness, descends on us, not all at once, of course, but in the subtle darkening shades of gray, embracing us like, well, like midnight fog, until suddenly it seems almost in an instant it strikes fear in the bravest of souls and confusion in the clearest of minds. We all want our life, our work, to count for something, to have meaning and purpose beyond ourselves. But if work is nothing more than the monotonous repetition of the same yesterday and the jaded rehearsal of the same tomorrow, we are Les Miserables. Work consumes a considerable portion of our lives. The person who works 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, beginning at age 18 and retiring at 65, will spend 97,464 hours working. If we're going to spend that much time doing something in the course of a lifetime, we may as well have a purpose in doing that something. It's that white space before the last final line of the commuter's lament that pierces our reason for being. We all, well, most of us have overslept. We all get tired of work. We all have feared for our jobs. We all have felt the pain of work, and we've all gone home. It's the repeat, that repeat, going back to work again and again and again ad nauseum, that's the rub. Do it again, the poem concludes. But the question, why, after all, should we? Let me tell you why. Working is living, and can and should be more than simply making a living. That is, unless we are content to be automatons, accepting the order of the day as the way things are and inviting discontent, depression, and dysfunction into our lives. The motivation to keep going is bound up in hope. Hope which consists to a large degree in finding a higher purpose in our work. So on this Labor Day, when work is tough, the workforce appears to be less optimistic, maybe economic anxiety pervades your soul, maybe you're uncertain about life, Paul the Apostle has a word for us. He lived in a world every bit as bleak as those subway walls beneath 42nd Street. a world Paul lived in where masters were masters and slaves were slaves, where upward mobility was centuries away. Paul wrote, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people." And he lived that, and he died for that. And never, to our knowledge, did he regret it, not even for a moment. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you are working for the Lord rather than for people. It's the white space before that last line. That's where we find the reason. A worker's lament? No, it's everyone's hope. Work willingly. Find joy in glorifying your Lord on this Labor Day. And then, my friend, come back here next week and join me. And in the meantime, you go out there and you be the person God created you to be. Dragged a comb across my head.